Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the season finale of Uncanny Valley. I'm Chris Burnside, lead writer of the show. While this episode marks the end of season one, Uncanny Valley and the characters who make it through the finale will be back. So please stay subscribed to the show for bonus content, updates, and new episodes. If you've enjoyed the show and want to support our very independent production, head over to patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. You'll get bonus content for all of our shows and hints at what's to come after the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening to Uncanny Valley. Please enjoy the finale.
Uncanny Valley contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. For a full list of triggers, please visit DaytonWritersMovement.com/triggers. Dayton Writers Movement presents Uncanny Valley, starring Luna Madison, Emily Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Ben Essex. Episode 9, The Trauma You Inflict. Written by Chris Burnside. Directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Also starring Tommy Balaj, Aaron Brewer, Sean Gunther, Stephen Kallenberg, Alan Limpke, and Darlene Spencer. I'm tired, Lucas.
Shh. Quit shifting around.
I told you that I don't want you to draw me.
I'm not drawing you. I'm drawing the negative space around you.
That doesn't make any sense.
To an artist, it makes sense. To anyone who knows you, it makes even more sense.
Shut up.
It's practically a double entendre.
You're mean.
Yes, perfect. Keep the frown. It's your signature look and I want to capture it.
Ass?
No, be annoyed. Quit smiling.
You realize that you're always begging me to laugh more.
You're right. Keep smiling. The frown's burned into my memory anyway.
This trip is a bad idea.
There she is.
I'm just saying.
I know you think that, but you're comfortable here in the city. I'm not. Not anymore, anyway. Not after Mom and Dad. And I'm sorry I haven't been around more. I promise that I'm not avoiding you.
Never said you were.
You know I took it hard.
We both did.
And we handled it in our own ways. Are handling it. No, move your hand back how it was.
My hand is where I want it to be.
Not if you don't want three hands in the picture.
Could be useful. I would definitely take up piano.
When I'm back, I'll visit more.
I don't think Mike would like that.
I mean it. Mike will be fine with it. This Alaska trip is the beginning of our fresh start, but it's not the end of it. We can make these Friday nights a regular thing.
Wherein we, what? Order takeout and you draw me until the wee hours while all I want to do is sleep?
Am I supposed to argue with that?
Awfully presumptuous to assume that I'll always have my Fridays open for you.
Hey, I'd like to introduce you to my sister, Audrey.
Touché.
Seriously, Friday nights, the two of us reconnecting over takeout. We'll make it fun.
How is takeout fun?
We order down the alphabet. First night, arepas. Second night, burgers.
Sounds good until Q, probably.
Quesadillas.
Shit. Then X. Hmm?
Give me some time on that one.
Yeah. Think about it on your trip during all those times you and Mike aren't struggling to survive. All 5 minutes of free time.
I will. It'll be a productive 5 minutes.
Lucas.
Nope. We haven't reached the point where you're begging me not to go.
Yeah.
I just gotta do this, Audrey. And you have a quest, too.
Oh? Slay the dragon?
Before I get back, you need to make a friend.
I have friends. Friend. A friend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Someone from back in school.
You know that Facebook friends aren't real friends, right? Seriously, make a friend.
I'm good.
Maybe start with a dog. They have to love you.
Getting a pet is just buying heartbreak on layaway.
Yep, you're making it really easy to capture the essence of Audrey right now.
Oh, can you give me horns? Or laser eyes?
They'd go great with the scowl.
Maybe gross men will quit talking to me on the subway.
Pretty sure that horns would just be a turn-on for creeps.
Yeah, you're probably right. I just need a way to...
Fucking bitch, you shot me! Oops, dropped your bullets. Not as easy to reload as mine. You're fucking dead. I will kill you and skull fuck you, you dumb bitch.
Run, Audrey!
What? Ah!
Gotcha. Ah! Oh, God.
What?
She got him to look away, and she shot him again, but he shot her too. Oh, Audrey, it looks bad. She dropped her rifle. She's just lying there.
Fuck. I looked everywhere. The gun isn't here. He wouldn't let me use it against him.
So we run.
Where? Where do we run to? Dahlia needs me.
Yes, Dahlia needs you to live. If you run, you have a chance to escape and get help. If you stay, then you both die for sure.
Izzy.
Audrey, you have to run. You have to run.
Audrey, where the hell are you going? That's the fucking forest. You'll freeze to death. Unbelievable. I'll find you in a minute. After I deal with this. God damn it. You just had to come over today, didn't you? What the fuck is going on between you two, huh?
What?
I know you water that coffee, you fucking dyke.
It was just some Starbucks pencil dick.
Always carry a backup magazine and a backup for the backup. I have a date I'm late to. Huh? What the hell?
Oh no.
Who's out there? Come out! Whoever's out there, come out! Not fucking around!
Oh god, oh god.
Fuck. Snow or not, trees or not, I will find you. So just come out and save us the time.
Is he following us?
Don't see him, but I have to move with you so I can't scout very far.
I heard gunshots.
I know.
Do you think...
Don't worry about that. Keep running.
I just need a second. Catch my breath.
You're really shaking.
It's so cold, Izzy. I've never been so cold.
So you need to keep moving. Keep the blood pumping.
I can't see anything in the storm. My legs are aching from wading through the snow.
You are not allowed to give up here, Audrey. Not here. We are not spending eternity in the middle of nowhere. You need to die in a movie theater in like 60 years.
Just, I know. Just give me a minute. Can you keep watch?
Okay, I'll be back. 1 minute. Audrey!
Oh, shit.
Audrey, follow my voice!
Is he coming?
No, I mean, I don't know, but I found something. Come on!
What is it?
I don't know, but someone else has been there.
What?
Just come on! Look!
Oh my god. Tracks in the snow. Someone trudged through here recently.
Exactly. Headed toward your house. But they had to come from somewhere. Let's follow it.
We have no idea where this goes.
A person doesn't materialize out of thin air. They had to come from somewhere. Maybe someone was driving by and heard shots, so they went on foot to investigate. Their snow machine could be right up here.
Okay.
Audrey! It's a cave! Shelter!
Oh, wow. The course it's not a small cave.
Come on, come inside. At least you won't have the wind and snow. Maybe you can build a fire or something.
It's really dark. Hang on, I still have my phone somewhere. Keep watch by the entrance. If you see him coming, warn me. I can turn off my light. Try to hide.
Don't worry, I got this.
This cave is deep. I need to warm up. Somehow.
Wish I could help you with that, ma'am.
Uncanny Valley will return in a moment.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
And now, back to Uncanny Valley.
Don't worry, whatever you want, just leave. Please leave.
Audrey.
Oh, fuck.
Audrey, come here. You must see this.
No, 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 God, no.
Audrey, I need to see you.
No, Audrey. What?
I said I wish I could help you. With the being cold. I don't really feel it now, but I've been in storms like this. Ain't pleasant.
Who the... Everett?
Yep, it's me.
But... Oh no. You're dead.
Afraid so.
That's why nobody could find you. When did this happen?
The day you moved in. Near your place.
Near my place, but... How did... Why are you here, then? In a cave?
It's where it brings all of us.
Who is that?
It's Roxanne.
Roxanne? You too? You're dead?
You got a bunch of us.
Me too.
Gareth?
We're not all here anymore, though.
What got you?
Well, Everett was the one who got me.
Marcus Pinker got me. Well, it just looked like Marcus Pinker.
I don't understand.
It was wearing Rox's face when it got me. I could tell something was off, but it was too late.
I'm still confused.
Audrey, I haven't seen him yet, but maybe he won't find... What the fuck?
Who's this?
Seems like Audrey has more dead friends than just us.
You're all dead? Holy shit, Cody killed almost everyone in town.
Who's Cody?
I don't think Cody did this.
Why are you all anchored to this weird cave?
Anchored?
Every ghost is stuck to something. Anchored. Something. Sometimes it's a place, sometimes an object.
Well, maybe because our damn bodies are in here. What's left of them, anyway. Must be why we can't leave.
What happened to you?
Something lives out here. Something that's not altogether a person, but it pretends to be.
It wears people's faces after it kills them.
Ooh. Oh my god.
Don't think God has anything to do with it. Some kind of monster.
Who was right about the cryptids,
Probably why no one ever stays at your cabin very long. It lives nearby.
And it eats people?
Not in the strictest sense. It chews us up, sure, but it also eats your essence.
It eats ghosts?
Guess you could say that. We keep fading more and more as it eats. Marcus disappeared. I don't rightly know when it was, but he disappeared some time ago.
It eats your body and your essence? And it looks like people it killed?
She's getting it!
So when I saw you that night, Everett, when you were being all creepy...
Sorry it scared you, ma'am. That wasn't me at all. I'm glad you escaped it.
Holy shit, I knew something was up with him!
I had no idea.
Lord thundering Jesus, bye. Of what? Of a shape-shifting monster eating your neighbors? Yeah, not really something I'd expect you'd guess.
Well, she may not know it, but it definitely knows her.
What?
We can't always understand it, and it can't see or hear us. But when it's done up like a person, it talks. It talks about you.
Me?
You're pretty much all it talks about. It's watched you. Says you're special.
Why me?
Don't rightly know.
I do.
What?
Hello. There's a pretty big reason why you're special, Audrey. Same reason we're all having this conversation right now. She can hear us, you guys. She talks to dead people. Well, I mean, anyone can talk to dead people, but we can talk to her.
Oh.
So that's not something everyone can do? We can't talk to anybody?
Did you ever talk to ghosts when you were alive? Audrey's the only person I've ever met that can hear us.
Why would that matter to a monster?
How the fuck am I supposed to know that? What I do know is that while this is a nice shelter, we are in the literal den of a monster right now. So while it's been fun catching up with everybody, we should haul ass before it comes back.
Yeah.
Hang on now. We haven't talked to anyone in a long time.
Yeah, you can't just leave us here. Take us with you.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, it does for her.
Back off, Garth.
It's Gareth.
Oh, okay.
Stop yelling. You three know this forest. How do we get to shelter? And a radio.
Your house is the only place for miles.
Shit.
Audrey, we need to go. We have a psycho stalker and a monster after us.
Audrey? Is that you?
Audrey. Where are you? Audrey. Audrey, come here. I must speak with you.
Audrey?
Who is that? I recognize your voice.
Audrey, are you there?
Who are you?
Oh, I see him. He's all fuzzy, kind of flickering.
He's almost all used up. Been here longer than all of us.
Is Lucas with you?
Lucas? Mike, is that you?
No way. It's Mike?
I don't see Lucas.
Lucas isn't here, Mike. He died with you on your trip.
No, not Lucas.
He did, Mike. But if you're here, is Lucas here too?
Did you bring him with you?
He's always like this. Never knows what's going on. Always telling Lucas to run away and get help.
What?
OMG, Audrey. When Cody was talking to Dahlia, he was pretending to be Lucas. He said that your cop stalker forged Lucas's death certificate. I mean, I thought it was just part of the lie, but maybe...
Mike, did Lucas survive the thing that killed you?
So much blood. They want it. This isn't the hiker, Lucas! Get help! Run!
Told you.
Oh my god.
Audrey, is that you? Have you seen Lucas?
Mike, listen to me. What happened to Lucas? Did he get away?
Lucas?
Mike, stay here. What happened to Lucas?
Audrey, come here.
Oh shit.
It's back. I'm sorry, Audrey.
You'll be joining us soon.
Mike! Tell me!
Audrey, Cody's here. We need to hide.
Dad ain't Cody, girl.
Come on, Mike, please. I need to know before I die. I just need to know he's alive.
Audrey, there you are. Come here. I need you.
Fuck you, Cody! Just kill me if you're going to kill me. I'm done being scared of you.
That's not Cody. It's the monster thing.
I'm alone, Audrey. Alone. So long.
Oh no.
I need you, Audrey. So alone.
I don't think I can help. I don't think I can help keep you company. Not if you kill me.
The last one. Alone, Audrey. I need you.
Last one? Like, the last monster shapeshifter?
There were others. Thank you. But they're gone now.
The last. So alone. So long. I need you. Audrey.
I can't help you. I'm sorry you're the last one, but I can't help you with that.
You can, Audrey. I need to show you something.
You guys said this thing, like, absorbs your essence?
It does.
Audrey, it wants to find the others like it. The dead ones. It wants your powers.
No.
Audrey. Come here. You want to hear the others again?
No! Get your filthy monster teeth off her!
You hear them?
Hear what?
We will watch. We wait. For the last. Join us. In between. We move on.
You can hear them now, can't you? Now that you bit me? They're waiting for you.
Thank you.
All this time, they're just waiting. They're tormented in limbo because you keep hunting. They want to move on with you. But your sadness, your isolation, the trauma you inflict, it's keeping them there. Trauma is a web. Even if you didn't realize it, your trauma is keeping them from peace and keeping you from peace. You need to let them go.
Or, you know, go join them. Whatever works.
We wait. What goes on? We feel the last.
If you stop torturing yourself, stop causing trauma, you can cut your strand from the web. You can release the whole thing.
Audrey, I am sorry.
Mike?
Audrey, goodbye.
Audrey, are you okay?
Izzy.
Oh no. Oh, Audrey? Shit, there's a lot of blood, Audrey! No, stay awake! You can't die here! Thalia's out there bleeding too! Do you think she would quit? Hell no, you can't quit, Audrey! Oh, damn it, stay awake, Audrey! Listen to me! Audrey, Thalia needs you! I need you! Audrey! Audrey?
You're the old maid again. Looks like it. You know that you really suck at this game, right?
Or maybe I'm just letting you win because I feel sorry for you nursing a gunshot wound in the hospital.
I was shot because of you.
Yes. Hence the sorry feeling.
Could it also be that you suck at this game?
It's purely a game of chance.
So you're just really unlucky.
That's her real superpower.
It's my superpower.
Oh, sure. Just take all my best lines.
Grandma's coming back soon to have dinner with me. You can go. I'll be fine alone for an hour.
I don't have to.
But you do. I can see that it's killing you every second you're sitting here playing cards with me.
It's not.
Bullshit. Cody told you that your brother's still out there. You need to find him.
I can wait a little longer. You need me too.
I am doing just fine here. I got this IV, this gallon-sized cup of water, and this strawberry banana jello leftover from lunch. What more can I need?
Starbucks.
Fuck. Audrey, why'd you need to bring that up?
I can go get you some.
No, I'll bring you some. After I heal up and come find you to help look for your brother.
Are you sure?
Go, shoo. Get.
Okay. Get better.
So, we have a mission now? The hunt for Lucas?
Don't say hunt. But yeah, if he's out there, he needs our help.
How do you know that?
Because if he were fine, he would have contacted me.
Right. Suppose that's true. But you do know that could mean...
I know. And honestly, he probably is gone. But if he survived the thing that killed Mike, maybe?
You have to check.
I have to check.
Alaskan winter doesn't seem like the best time to search for him.
Alaska's a big place. It'll take a lot longer than one season to search at all.
And you're still hearing things?
just dead people. Dead things. And some things that I think are dead but still alive.
Well, okay. That's creepy as fuck, weirdo.
Come on, we have...
Audrey! You okay?
Did you not hear that?
Hear what?
Something's coming.
Dayton Riders Movement presents Uncanny Valley. Executive producers, Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers, Lucy Waskowitz and Carrie Zahn. Lead writer, Chris Burnside. Script editor, Lucy Waskowitz. Audio production, McKenny Botts, Chris Burnside and Catherine Seaton. For more Uncanny Valley, visit our website at daytonridersmovement.com/uncannyvalley.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.